Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Let's do it.
We like to call this a Friday show, ladies and gentlemen.
We've been doing Friday for the last 3 days.
We like to call this an actual Friday show.
Hey, you accidentally wore you wore your Vice shirt.
He thought
on Wednesday.
Wednesday was Friday. Yeah. Crazy. It's living like a second home. You guys.
By the way, boys, I got a little full of myself last night. I was feeling good, cracking heads, splitting wigs.
Yeah.
Winning every other hand. Went to the break. I had to make it to the break because they didn't serve the food till the break. So.
Oh, I got yelled at last night.
What? For going over there early.
Yeah.
You went
to
the food early and you got yelled at?
Well, not only that, I went to the food early and there wasn't any food out except for these pretzel rolls.
Oh, over in the corner.
And it was a nice little display. But I searched around. It didn't seem like they were anybody's pretzel rolls to claim. So I decided to help myself to a little snack.
And you got yelled at?
And then a garçon comes over and he goes, "That is not available until 9. I was like, "Hey, you want it back?"
No, I got.
I got the old dirty look.
Wait, I got popcorn, right? There was no food, so I went to get a refill. Same thing. I'm like, but wait, I have a cup. I've already filled my cup with popcorn. I'm like, man, what
do I do in such a scenario?
Half the crowd was gone by 9 o'clock because they got cracked. They were out.
Yeah, it was a bloodbath.
Oh, man. Here's when you know, like, gamblers don't care, man.
Could you guys explain to the audience that didn't listen yesterday what you were doing?
We played in the Jeff Conine Celebrity Poker Classic.
Thank you.
With lowercase on celebrity for us.
Yeah. Cocktails were at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
Since me and Tobin were already here, that means that we were opening the door.
I saw some celebrities that were lower on the totem pole.
And then they brought around hors d'oeuvres. Now, me, I'm a simpleton, right? I don't need them to take the meatball and put it in its own single personal container.
Oh, yeah.
With some type of berry juice on the bottom.
Was there a toothpick with that?
It was like lingonberry. You ever had those meatballs at IKEA?
Yeah,
that's what it was like. But it was in like a little box, each individual one.
Basically, then, had its own trophy case.
That's fancy.
Then they had a watermelon on a stick.
Yeah.
But it was like some type of gelatin.
No,
type.
It was watermelon popsicles.
Yeah, watermelon popsicles.
Like it was frozen.
Well, that sounds good.
Oh, really?
That sounds delightful.
Look, as much as you know I like watermelon, even I have my limits. You go to freezing it and putting it on a stick. It was not designed to be eaten like that.
Before we get back into last night, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now in the Summer Swindle. Your word this hour is theater. It's theater.
Okay, read it. Don't try to spell it.
Why'd you have to do that?
Theater.
He went all highbrow on us.
It's how Amber Wilson's relatives talk.
So listen. Which way are you spelling it, with the R-E or the E-R?
This one is R-E. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or is that the Canadian way?
No, that's how it's spelled.
Theater. T-H-E-A.
Stop it.
T-R-E. Theater.
Man.
How come when you do that British accent, like, you sound like you're trying to be British, but when you try to do J-H-I, you sound like, I don't know what?
Oh, because all Brits don't sound alike, man. You got to get the right part. Like, Tyson Fury sounds a lot different than Prince Harry.
Hmm. Well, because Tyson Fury has snorted a pound of cocaine in his day, and Prince Harry has had a fancy glass of wine every now and then.
Wait, are we sure Prince Harry hasn't snorted a pound of cocaine?
I'm pretty sure Prince Harry
I'm pretty sure
he's been in the royal powder room.
Isn't Harry the party animal?
Yeah. He's the one whose bare ass has been all over the internet.
I promise you.
Listen.
He ain't partying like Tyson Fury.
Listen. You ever gotten down with some royal money? Huh?
Nope.
Yep.
I work in radio. What do you think?
I mean, the queen has been the same age now for a good 20 years. Like, when's the last time she was out there partying and getting loose?
She still drinks every day.
Was it when there was a speakeasy?
You know that she still drinks every day, right?
What?
I just read an article about that last week. She
drinks
still
what? Prune juice?
No, I'll look it up right now. I'm telling you, this woman is unbelievable. I'm telling you, we should all be drinking as much as the queen.
When is the last time anybody heard the queen speak?
I don't know.
They just show her. She never says anything. She waves.
She's a monarch.
I'm not even convinced that's not a cyborg.
Yeah.
No, why would you make a cyborg 80?
Because you don't want to lose the queen. They're not ready to grieve yet. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Theater.
She likes gin and Dubonnet.
Of course she does.
She does like a large gin and tonic occasionally.
When have you ever heard a rich person kick it down with some gin?
Listen to me. Listen, let me tell you right now.
And somebody said theater doesn't work. You sure you spelled it right?
I don't want to.
That's what I've been given. I don't want to
disrespect the royal majesty, her majesty, the queen. I just know that rumors and reports for a while have been that she likes to put a couple back, if you will. She likes to have a nice dry martini with lunch.
Mm-hmm.
No, she likes to drink a glass of wine at lunch, dry martini later in the evening, glass of champagne after that.
By the way, mm-hmm. Texter chimes in.
Yep.
Thank you, spell check. It's theater, E-R, not the dyslexic way. Tobin.
Dude, look.
I got sent code words.
That's how it's spelled. It's spelled theater, not theater.
Right.
So I don't come up with the code words. I'm sorry. Although I would say if we have these fail-safe multi-spell words, isn't that one supposed to work?
Yeah, no. Technically, they have set up this thing where if you misspell the word, if it's close enough, it's supposed to work.
All right. Well, you want to know something, you $1,000 cheap bastards? How about this? Why don't you take your 0.009% chance of winning the $1,000 and save yourself a couple of theaters? Spell it theater and spell it theater, you heathens. I'm tired of this contest. I'm sick of doing it every time it comes up. Doesn't even help our ratings, quite frankly. It's had no impact. Sometimes they're up. Sometimes they're down. It doesn't matter.
Hey,
Jesus.
Don't lash out because you can't spell enjoy.
I'm sick of this contest. I hate it.
I'd be sick of it, too, if I had trouble.
I hate the contest. I hate its stupid words. I hate the catchy little catchphrases we have to make. Summer swindle. What? Why can't we just say, hey, look, we're doing we should call it, hey, guess what, guys? We're trying to trick you to listen longer to keep our rating meters to go up because we have this antiquated way of divulging how many people actually listen to our show. And, hey, maybe you win some cash.
Beast, fire Tobin's ass right now.
How about you fire Beast ass? This is what I got sent. This is from his sheet.
Beast?
Theater.
Look, I'm checking the cash contest words right now. Now, how did you spell it? How is it written on your page?
On my page, it is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
Yeah, I think I messed that up.
What? And this is why I'm done with
But... In my defense, that technically, I believe, is supposed to be caught by the system.
That's what I'm saying.
Like the system, no, because they sent out a memo, a corporate memo, that said if there's a word that has multiple spellings, like here or fair or whatever, like they've set it up to catch all of it.
So I have to tell you.
If people are texting in that word and it's getting kicked back, like I feel like something's wrong because it's supposed to take that.
Hey, why do so many of our screw-ups
revolve around me?
Yeah.
I mean, I've failed my way to the top. What do you want?
All right.
I mean,
He's swindled his way to the top.
I have pulled off the Cam Cameron. I've failed
forward fast.
All
you guys got your degrees from the flea market.
You pulled off the Cam Cameron better than Cam Cameron pulled off the Cam
Cameron.
That
is correct.
Yep.
Yeah, all it's right. T-H-E-A-T-E-R. I'm looking at it right now from corporate. But it's supposed to catch the other one, even though it's not.
But wait, what?
Yeah, I messed up. I checked. I don't know. I've been pretty good lately. I mean, Tobin messed it up himself when he said "Engoy." That wasn't a me thing.
No, he said "Enjoy." He said "Enjoy."
He spelled "Engoy" though.
Whatever.
That wasn't
theater.
Me.
Spell it like a normal person. You know what? Hey, you have. I'm sure you have an iPhone or an Android. Probably does it for you, dummies.
That's what the guy said.
You don't have to lash out.
I am lashing out. I'm lashing out at you. I'm lashing out at this contest. I hate it.
People are accusing you of being on the white powder today.
Me?
Yeah.
I wish.
Can we do headlines before we all get fired?
I wish I full firster before today's show.
Just hit the button, Stephen, because we're about to get fired. It's going to happen.
And then there's those big grains falling.
Please, hit the button.
How much better was that?
Oh, the headlines button? We already did that?
Yeah, we did that. How much better did that offensive line look not being coached by a guy who was snow blowing?
Offensive line look good? I didn't see the game.
Look good.
Okay, so are we...
Wait, you didn't see the game at all?
No.
Well, we had to like debate in here. They put up Browns.
Yeah, you were mad about that.
Browns Giants they put up, and then we got it on both TVs. And then obviously there was some ingrate Giants fan who wanted it back on Giants Browns. And so then I got the far TV from where I was sitting was the Dolphins game, and the close TV was Browns Giants. Thankfully, NFL.com puts up like the entire game basically.
Right.
Any headlines, Beast?
Yeah, you know what we'll do? Because I know Leroy's ready for it. We'll look at the PGA Championship Leaderboard, sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Leroy, we've had some movement.
Have we? Well, last time we left Ricky Fowler
right.
was leading at 5-under,
yep.
but the evening wave hadn't hit. Then Gary Woodland is killing it. He was 6-under yesterday. He is now 3-under today. He's 9-under. Kevin Kisner, like this guy's always up there, but he don't ever win. But Kevin Kisner, he's a little bulldog. He's always up there. Dustin Johnson is at 7-under. Kevin Kisner and Woodland are at 9-under. Brooks Koepka is at 7-under. Brandon Stone, Adam Scott, Charles Schwartzel, Zach Johnson, all at 6-under. Francesca Molinari.
My dude Justin Rose yep. is beating the hell
any,
out of Thomas right now.
Any yes. Big names not going to make this
any
cut?
Any big names? Let's look. I'm scrolling down because that's the way this works. I'm guessing the cut will be right around even 1-under.
Yeah, you're right. No, it says even.
Even par?
Right now yeah. it's projected even.
Right now.
Tiger is even par. He tees off at 148. But I got to tell you, he was 3-over after his first 3 or 4 holes. So it's pretty good that he got back to even par. Phil... Because I guess that's all we really care about, right? Yeah. Tiger and Phil.
No, I mean, I guess.
The head-to-headers.
Yeah.
They're making their own tournaments.
$10 million.
Regular ones.
I don't that. Even see Phil, so Phil is probably a little over par.
He's plus three.
Plus three. So, Phil be doing the trunk slam. Who? And, again, I told you before this tournament started, don't ever take Tiger in tournaments where driver is required a majority of the time. Because that guy has no idea where that thing is going.
More visibility, Phil Mickelson or Devontae Parker?
Bro. What do you mean more visibility?
Okay, since you didn't watch the game last night, you didn't miss any Devontae Parker.
Can't catch?
No, zero targets.
Target
yeah,
okay, but that, I mean, the game works that way.
No.
Yes, it does. Like, well, I don't
Tobin,
understand.
Tobin, how many receivers were targeted last night? Like 40?
I think 18.
Yeah.
I don't understand. And? Yeah. I don't know what
I mean,
to tell
they couldn't
you.
Find a way to
you
get.
You want the ball? Get open. Like, you want him to just throw it to Devontae Parker because he's a first-round pick?
Yeah.
No, get open.
That's the way it works.
Get open. No, it doesn't work like that.
Drafted
that's
high,
what you clowns think. It doesn't work like that.
That's the way
you throw it to the open guy because if he throws it up there and it gets picked off, you're going to go right back to the quarterback and say, why did he throw it? He was covered.
I'm fine with it. It's just, you know what it is.
Was the offense productive?
They were all right.
Okay. Yeah, it was fine. Okay. It's the first preseason game.
Depends what you're talking about. We talking about the starting offense? Like, that's the thing. Like, Tannehill's out there for, like, a drive.
Right. That's fine.
I'm going to tell you.
That's fine. Everybody, how did the offensive line look
good.
Overall for the whole? Okay, so remember the conversation we had a couple days when you were talking about giving up sacks with no pads on?
Yeah.
Shut up with that.
No.
All right. Like, I'm just saying, man, it's camp. Don't read into it too much. You'll know if your offensive line is bad, but that ain't the opportunity to determine that.
Camp is like a stock market.
No, with offensive
arrows
line.
Up and arrows with down. Right now, Parker's arrow is going down.
You can do that with a lot of positions, but with offensive line, they are the only group that they're all dependent on each other for success. So you can't pick out one guy because he missed a block with no pads. Relax.
Fair enough. We'll get into more of what went down last night and all around the NFL as the preseason kicked off. We're back after this. Welcome back, guys. I want you guys listening every day for our training camp updates here on The Ticket. They're brought to you by H&H Jewels in Coconut Grove. Visit them to experience the H&H difference or discover them at hhjewels.com. Also brought to you by Mental Law Firm, 100% dedicated to your financial recovery. Finding the insurance company is worth it. And by Lexus of North Miami, always an amazing deal. We are live from the Hard Rock Event Center. The Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open main event started up today. $3 million guaranteed, as Leroy just said. Three dudes just walked in. How much did you say that was?
$15,000.
Crazy. People coming to take a big old swing at it, which is good, man. It was a fun time last night at the Conine Poker Tournament. Thank you for them for inviting us. Really, really top-notch event. Great time. And they said it was hugely popular, like the most it's ever been sold. They're going to make it even bigger next year. So props to them. Went all to the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital. Really, really great job. And just to clear things up, because everybody's calling me out for being cranky last segment, here it is. Your chance to win $1,000 is it works all hour. It's not like you don't have a time limit on it until the next word. It's theater, not theater. Theater, T-H-E-A-T-E-R. Text theater to 72881, and you're registered to win $1,000. So yesterday, the Dolphins played themselves a little preseason action, a tight loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Team Petty almost brought it back, man. Team Petty found Isaiah Ford a couple times.
Yeah,
got the 2-point conversion. Team Petty was rolling late in that game. They gave up. They gave up the late score to the Bucks. But that was cool. It was good to see a tight preseason game with a little bit of fun. Now I did lose that in my dartboard of doom, which sucks.
I was pretty impressed by the score. I mean, because contrary to popular belief, in the last few years the Dolphins, scoring has been, minimal at best.
Right.
But as you guys, from what you guys are telling me, the offensive line held up. They'll get better. The one thing I'll say is with offensive lines, if they can stay healthy all preseason, okay, because there are a couple of new guys. Mm-hmm. There's a new center. If they can stay healthy all preseason, they don't have to be the best. But as long as they understand what each other's strengths and weaknesses are, when a guy's going to need help, when you need to stay with him a little longer before you move on to the next level, once they get working as a unit, they'll be able to protect Ryan Tannehill and create some holes for the running backs.
I think a couple of things we look at it with on the defensive side of things. Because, like you said, it's a small sample. It's hard to know, what's real, what's not.
Yeah, because, you get in the second half, there's guys that might not even be on the team.
Right, right. And I want to get to that a little bit with Baker Mayfield in a second. But with regards to the Dolphins, so we've all been raving about Xavien Howard and how great he looks. And he's been the pick monster in camp. He's been been like a vacuum cleaner.
Yep.
Tons of it. Locking down Devontae Parker, which is, some of what everybody's saying with Devontae, some of the criticism he's getting, because it's not that he's performing badly. It's like they feel like he's not performing at all.
Right.
But Xavien Howard got picked on a little bit early on. They dusted him a couple times. And so I guess the question is, did we make too much of what he was doing in camp? And is the hype train overblown on him? Or is it just preseason? Whatevs.
Yes and yes. I would say, it's hard for a cornerback to just go out and cover a guy, okay? But with a game plan and tendencies of a wide receiver, you can kind of cheat a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that's what the good, professional cornerbacks do. Not only do they have great athletic ability, but they can use that ability by being able to read a receiver or a game plan and be ahead of the game that way. Just because a guy catches 3 picks in practice, come on. First of all, if you even count that as a pick, Like, you don't know what the situation is.
I don't know if they are.
Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know if he's going back to his locker and like putting up another tag. Like, got one.
Right. And I think a lot of times when quarterbacks get into it with DBs, that's the reason why. Like, dude, you counting a pick in camp? You know, so I wouldn't worry about that too much. You know, a lot of people have always been high on him and then gotten to the regular season, and I don't know whether it's him or defense as a whole. And a lot of times, you know, remember Nnamdi Asamoah?
Yeah.
He started with the Eagles, right? Or did he start with the Raiders and went to the Eagles?
He started with the Raiders, got paid by the Eagles.
By the Eagles. And everybody made him a lockdown corner, but he wasn't. And he went to the Eagles. They tried to make him a lockdown corner, and he got toasted for a whole year. So you kind of have to be careful with, is a guy a great corner, or does he play the system well? So with Xavier Howard, let's just let it play out a little bit, see when they get into a game plan, maybe the third preseason game, where they actually game plan for the guy, and see if they go lockdown with him, or is he a good game plan guy, and he's able to read a defense and read a play and jump the quarterback, because either way can be successful, but you just really don't know in the first preseason game.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not good.
Right.
I just don't know if he's Jalen Ramsey. Like, I don't know if we got to that type of level with him yet. And that's kind of what I think people were maybe expecting of him when they're getting all these tweets in the first couple weeks.
Those guys seem to show themselves real quick. Not saying he can't be successful at his position, but Jalen Ramsey has been Jalen Ramsey since day one. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to say, ooh, check out this young guy coming along. You know what I mean? So let's just wait it out a little bit. Let's see what, you know, because a lot of times the coaches, here's what the coaches are doing too. Like, they would like to do certain things with their defense, but over the course of a preseason, what they're doing is kind of figuring out what their strengths and weaknesses are as a unit, as individual players, and they're trying to work their defense around those strengths and weaknesses. So if Xavier Howard can be a lockdown guy in some situations, then it'll help them because they can, you know, roll opposite of him and leave him on an island.
Yeah, and there's still a lot of uncertainty with that corner position on the other side. I think they came into this thinking, like, you know, it's going to be, you know, Lepet or Cordero Tankersley. I forget who the new guy is who's also emerging. But I think maybe they're almost at a point where they're a little bit more unsettled on the other side. So
right. So you're going to see a lot of here's what you're going to see. You're going to see a lot of safeties rolling down to that side, probably trying to help those guys and back those guys up. Now, is Xavier Howard going to be good enough where, okay, he can lock down that guy? Because what offenses will do is, then they'll start singling him out by putting a strength to the other side, making you roll your defense over there, and then picking on Xavier Howard. So it's a complicated thing, but it'll all play itself out depending on the strengths and weaknesses of one, Xavier Howard, and the other side, whether they can, you know, play more man, play more up with the two deep safeties and not have to roll it a certain way to protect the guy.
Right.
That was so deep football.
That was sexy football.
But guess what? That's how it works. You want to know how it works instead of some guy just sending you a text saying stock up or stock down, and you have no reason why.
No, I totally believe
I'm trying to tell you why.
No, it's about the green arrow and the red arrow.
All right, you keep being a simpleton.
You can text the show 67974. Somebody says, Tobin, tell your hero Trump that the anthem tweets are getting old, even among his supporters like yourself.
Really?
What? What the hell? I think people just assume because you're like you live in like where you do and you're a Jaguars fan that I don't know that you're a neck.
Come on, man, that ain't cool.
Are you a neck?
No, no.
You're around horses a lot.
Trust me. Look, I know I live in the boondocks, but there are levels to that game. When you get up there and you start getting to the back canals and you see all the neighbors who have the Confederate flags, you realize, oh my God. This is some different banjo level stuff back here. Look, man, I'm tired of it as well. I'm with you guys. Like, this is the thing. You know, I know a lot of our audience gets exhausted with this stuff. And look, with the anthem thing, I think the players were exhausted with it too. And yesterday, Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson kneeled during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. And what, you know, Kenny made clear after the game yesterday too was, you want to even start having a conversation with why we're doing this? How about you give Eric Reed and Colin Kaepernick jobs again? Like, they're clearly worthy of being in the NFL, and neither one of them has a gig right now. They're not
considering
on the roster.
That Colt McCoy was on a football field last night.
Considering, hey, I saw a 7-foot quarterback yesterday getting batted at the line. Oh, eight
this
times.
Was a great text conversation.
That's crazy.
I mean, get the hell out of here. And so you got to remember, you know, last year, and I saw this point, like, Kenny Stills did not start out last year taking a knee. He did it the first year people were doing it, and then he didn't do it start last year, and then the president came out and called them SOBs.
And then he started doing it again.
And then he did it again.
Right.
And I just, even if you are an ardent Trump supporter, which, all right, even on either side of things, you know what I want? And this is one of the things I found very exhausting in this world. So I'll deviate a little bit from the anthem thing. I think in this world, it's just becoming becoming exhausting to live, because we're getting pounded with these things every single day. And if you're not on one side, you're on the other, and all these, and you're cast out. And the thing I found very, very frustrating, and LeBron made this point, is, hey, man, why are you making this so divisive? Like, you honestly think somebody should lose their job over this or lose pay over this? That's not America.
Right.
That's not America. I don't care, you know, who you voted for or what policies you hold. That's not our country. That's not what we're built on. We're built on being able to speak your mind, to have difference, to have discourse on things. And that thing's been lost. It has been lost amongst human beings.
Right.
You can't, like, you know, you open up your phone, it's a toxic place these days. And the fact that the leader of the free world is using that absolute power to just send off messages left and right because he feels like it's an easy Hulk Hogan move to hold his hand to his ear and get all the Argelin praise because he's getting blasted left and right. I just find it very, very frustrating, because I think we all know Kenny Stills. Kenny Stills is a really good football player. He's a really good dude. He's been about it.
Hasn't he been like the Dolphins, like, humanitarian of the year, like,
yes,
twice?
Dude, yes.
You can't tell
he's
me
he's always in the community.
You can't tell me what he is doing is disrespectful. I'm sorry. I can't.
You know Kenny Stills, and under no circumstance, if that dude said, hey, this is what it's about, then you take him for his word and say, okay.
Go tell me that guy's a bad American. Go ahead. Right.
By the way, I mean, just my own personal is, you know, these guys are choosing to do this to protest something they believe in, which is a choice, as opposed to the asshats that are the anthem's playing and they're busy, you know, yakking it up or, you know, not paying attention, or they're getting their beer on or what have you. Like, could care less. Don't care at all.
Yeah. I mean, like, let's not really, like, for years, we only used the anthem. The only time the anthem was ever mentioned was a prop bet before the Super Bowl.
Right. Correct.
I mean,
like, we can bet
can
on
can I make
anthem.
Some cash on this thing? Come on, Christina. Come on.
Two up two.
Come on. Like, we were using it for action, and now all of a sudden it's become this thing where, like, oh, you would think you're in church and you're not genuflecting at the right time,
right?
You know, like, it's a weird holiness that has been put around a song that's just up there for profit. Like, let's not act like this is something that is some sacred ritual we've been doing forever. It is not.
I agree with that guy. I mean. Like, it's like, man, like, you have to understand where I come from. I'm from New Orleans, and, you know, I had, again, I'll tell you again, stories from my grandmother and my great-grandmother telling me about the freedoms they didn't have. And so there's a couple of things from hearing their stories that I will never do. I will never, ever take the rights of an individual away from them. I will always support freedom of anything. And whether I agree with your freedoms, that's a whole nother discussion. But I will always fight for those freedoms, mm-hmm. no matter what they are. And so, especially hearing from my grandmother and my great-grandmother, a big believer of women's rights. I mean, keep in mind, look, a little bit before I was born, people didn't give a damn what women thought and what black people thought. So let's keep that in mind. That's not that long ago. And the fact that we all have these freedoms, let's not try to take them away from each other. You don't have to agree. I don't have to agree with what anybody has to say.
Are we also losing sight of the fact of what we're talking about? It's a football game. It's a game. Yeah, it's entertainment.
It is. It is. But the problem is that it was all dying down. Okay? And then it got personal. And then it got to the point where, you know what? I was cool with just letting it die down. We made our point. But now that you came out and said that, no, I'm taking the knee again. And what do you say about that?
Well,
right?
Your president's telling you to be cool, man.
Yeah.
Be happy. Be cool. Be happy. Be cool. Be cool? No. But no, man. No, that's not. Be cool? Like, get the hell out of here. Be cool. I mean, you got to be out of your bleeping mind. Be cool. Stand proudly for your national anthem or be suspended without pay. But be cool.
I mean, be cool, man.
Be cool. Hey, what are we doing out here, man?
It's just football. Be cool.
And by the way, that camera angle that they even had to go find him, like, what was that? A secret mole camera? Because those guys were at the back of the bench. They were sitting down. The song started. They knelt.
Well, who was the player? Who was the player that
had to go find secret camp to go get them?
Who was a player that had a fist in the air? I forget.
Robert Quinn.
Yeah. So the first picture that came out of that was from, like, parts unknown. Like, I had to zoom in and, like, do all sorts of tricks on my phone to even see what he was doing before, like, later on there was a picture, you know, head on. But I was like, geez.
Look, man, good for Kenny Stills. Good for Kenny Stills kneeling for what he believes in. Good for Kenny Stills standing up for his friend, who he thinks is being wronged as well and being kept out of a job.
This guy comes in and says Kenny Stills is just looking for attention.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, if that's the case, let me ask you this. If these guys are looking for attention, why aren't there cameras every time they go into one of these neighborhoods and help out the kids?
Correct.
Why isn't the media there for that?
Let me ask that dude.
Come on. Like, normally I stay away from stuff like that. You can have your opinion or whatever. But you know how much time and effort and community work these guys do, and nobody gives a damn. You don't go out there and support them. The social media doesn't go out there and say, look at what these guys are doing for the community. You know, the only time you see when they do something for the community is when it's a Dolphin-sponsored thing, when they're giving away turkeys or something like that. Then every camera, because they want to be cool with the Dolphins. These guys all summer long are doing stuff for underprivileged kids, for communities, for hospitals and stuff like that. And all these people don't care about that. But take a knee for an issue that they believe in, and now all hell breaks. Why don't you spend the time and the effort and the resources and go help your community and do things for people who don't have the opportunities that you have? And then you can talk. Other than that, shut the hell up.
We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. I want to let you know the Ticket is once again partnering with the Local 10 Weather Authority team with Chief Certified Meteorologist Betty Davis, former director of the National Hurricane Center Max Mayfield, and hurricane specialist Brian Norcross. Keep you up to date with all the latest storm news this season. Our storm coverage on the Ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact Windows and Doors. Keeping you up to date this hurricane season right here on AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket, a radio.com station. Give you guys another chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 18 minutes. We are coming live to you from the Hard Rock Event Center, the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open going on right now. $3 million guaranteed. It's the main event time over here at the Hard Rock. A lot of people getting in on the action. Great top-notch event they put on last night. And Leroy's getting himself some food from the cafe also.
Oh, my goodness. I had to run over there like three times.
Oh, man. So
tell me about – look, again, tell me about the game, because there's – and here's what I'll do. There's a couple of things that I wanted to see. Okay, offensive line, they're progressing. They don't need to be great right now.
Yeah, they're looking good. They're fine,
okay. That's good. Okay, my other point of emphasis was linebackers. How did they stop? Did they stop the run?
They looked all right. The defense wasn't fantastic.
Yeah.
Defense wasn't – was it D-line?
D-line, little linebackers. One of the linebackers got hurt last night.
Okay.
Fitzpatrick looked good.
Okay, yeah, because they'll move him and keep in mind – the flexibility that they have defensively, they're going to take Rashad Jones and they're going to take Minkah Fitzpatrick, and they're going to move him all over the place.
I want to ask you about this. Did you see the Ballage fumble?
No.
All right. I gotta get your thoughts on this. As a person who,
hey,
carried the football, carried the football. That's all I was gonna say.
That's not what you were gonna say.
He is a liar.
No, that's all I was gonna say.
Minus one.
Come on, man. I didn't say anything.
Oh, you know I'm going over there.
I'm here. Look, I'm in my comfort zone here with my friends. I'm here with my friends, and you bring that.
Well,
to the table.
Here's what I want to say, because I thought he looked really, really good, but he got a little fancy with the footwork at the end, and he wanted to do the hurdle, and then lost the football.
Well, let me explain something to you, and I'm going to say this just in layman's terms. There are certain positions your body gets in where the last thing on your mind is where your arm position is. That leaves you susceptible to stuff like that.
He looks talented, man.
He jumped. And when you jump, what is the first thing? Your arms go up like this, and then boop, never fail. I can't imagine. Like, it is a skill unlike any other skill in the world. A grown man running full speed, yet another man can come and poke him in one spot that causes the ball to come loose.
I love the hurdle. If you pull off the hurdle, it's like the most disrespectful move in sports.
Well, and you know what the coach is saying on defense? You can't hit what you can't see.
So yeah, I thought the rookies, Fitzpatrick looked good. He didn't get to see much of Gesicki. He had he ran this good route, but fails kind of threw him a stinker. So he would have had to pull out the super highlight reel. But I'll tell you this, I think he
had some hops on that though.
I can't believe I got to take on the backup quarterback spot, but look, it's the first preseason game. Hey, the Osweiler thing, they did a nice thing. Former Bronco, you want to do your boy a solid. It's time to move on.
Let me ask you a question.
Let
me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just throw this out there for the general population.
Yep.
The Browns really need a quarterback. If they getting rid of quarterbacks, how good do you think he is going to be here?
My simple question is.
Whoa. They needed a starting quarterback, yes. And they got rid of a guy.
Yeah.
How good do you think he is?
He's terrible. He's not accurate.
Actually, I thought Bryce Petty looked better.
I thought so, too.
Uh-oh.
Team Petty. But, look, other than
he did
David
Fales'
arms, other than David Fales' arm sleeve tattoo, which is questionable, I think he looks good. And I think what's good about him is, like, you know you're grooming that product yourself. And so I think it's just I don't know. I like the idea of you know you got this guy from the start. You're kind of crafting what's there. But with Osweiler, it's just like, I don't know, man. You're the tallest guy in the field. Why can't you throw it over the O-line? I don't get it. I know it's a simpleton thing.
He's side armor?
I don't know.
Could be.
But he's so tall.
Doesn't
stop doing it.
Sometimes you do things to accommodate your size. So when you're 6'8", you don't feel that your ball should ever get blocked. Whereas you look at a guy like Drew Brees, he's really over the top because he's a little shorter. And you look at, you know.
It's like Hassan. He never sees the strip coming.
That's a whole different conversation. So, defensively, nah. They were.
Defensively, meh.
Okay. How did they do against the run?
I thought the rookies looked good.
How did they look against the run?
Okay.
It was an okay defensive performance.
Right.
It wasn't.
This game. This game yesterday was all about. Let's think of it this way. The one spot we all had a problem with last year was offensive production.
Yep.
Okay, and the offense looks like they're going in the right direction.
The offense looks like they got some talent. I don't think you can really base anything of what Tannehill did. He looked fine.
Oh no! I'm just saying. And this is not even. We're not even.
I think the best thing with yesterday was O-line, even the reserve guys like Asiata, right. Who didn't even play last year. Like he was on the line where they're getting pushed for their running game. So
that's all.
I think
like
that was very encouraging.
I'm looking at it big picture, not individual guys. Like see Perk and Beasley, people want to hear about individual guys.
Yeah,
what guy looked good? What guy looked? And I'm looking at it as a unit overall. Yeah. The offense. And that's why I said when I saw the point total, I'm like, hey, all right, let's see what we got here. And so I had these questions about the game. Defensively, again, a couple of things always hurt the defense in preseason games. You're not game planning for anybody. And defenses, believe it or not, do need game plans, because you're not ever going to just physically go out and just beat somebody up. You're not going to be able to strong arm them. You're going to have some game plan to cheat a little bit.
I got a couple fashion things that I was interested in too. One, new orange, fantastic. Looks way better than that tangerine nonsense.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
By the way, did anybody watch any of the Browns game? I heard Baker Mayfield looked good.
He looked good.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this Baker Mayfield thing because I think it's fascinating. Like, yeah. You want to talk about Thurston? Like, they're Thurston.
Yeah.
They're Thurston, and he's putting up numbers.
I love that guy.
Really?
So we'll get to that on the other side. We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.